Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Next time somebody says
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
Well, as I keep saying, quite a lot. I'm roaming St. Louis every Sunday morning at this time. This week, I was drawn to a place where I can do two delightful things. Drink a cold beer and play with puppies.
I'm south of the Grove today at Bar K with one of the co-founders, Labe Dodell. Labe, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to start with the table we're sitting at. It's becoming a tradition for this segment. Tell me about the tables.
Yeah, it's a perfect tradition for us because these tables are actually very special. So these are custom tables that were made by an organization at a Kansas City called Build Tribe, Tribe, T-R-Y-B-E. And they're a nonprofit, and they take kids out of the juvenile justice system and teach them a trade, one of which is carpentry. And so we partnered with them to build us these really cool custom tables. So I realize you can't see.
Tell me about them, though.
Well, Bar K is really designed to be a great experience for people to bring their dogs with them to a bar. Those of you who have dogs, you know there's a lot of nuances to having your dog with you at a dining establishment. And, you know, there's some places that will allow you to bring a dog on a patio, but the space isn't designed for them. It's awkward. The dog is crammed under a table, and there's nothing for them to do or drink. So we've carefully designed our space to be conducive to the experience of having your dog join you. You'll notice how spaced apart the tables are. And then the tables themselves have these leash hooks. Right here.
Yeah, they got a leash hook on them.
So you can attach your dog's leash right here to the table. These are extremely solid. I don't care how big of a Newfie or a Great Dane you have. They're not going to be able to budge this table. And then down at the bottom of this table, we built these really cool, very hard to describe on radio, these very cool holders for dog water bowls so that the bowl is not on the ground where someone could kick it or trip on it or spill water. It's actually a little round circle on a hinge that we flip down and place the water bowl right there for the dog to drink out of it. So it's really part of this whole experience of what it's like to have your dog at Bar K.
That's amazing. I'm telling you, tables all have a story. I start with the tables.
It's a great way to start.
And these are like high tables, and they're orange and blue, and they have these great features for the dogs. I didn't even know any of this.
They even have wheels on them, right? So that, because a lot of our guests want to reconfigure, and you've got a large group, and you want to move these tables, but these tables are a couple hundred pounds, so we can tilt them up and move them around on those little casters. So they're amazing tables. We're going to have these in all of our locations.
Great. Bar K. It's obviously a play on the word bark.
Yes, sir.
Where did the name come from?
You know, this is an idea, like a lot of ideas, right, that started just by a bunch of guys writing on the back of a napkin at a bar. And we would take our dogs to places with us, and we were on the patio of a bar in Kansas City just thinking to ourselves, like, wouldn't it be great if there was a place where we could bring our dogs and a space was designed for them? And then it was actually my business partner, Dave, who said, yeah, and we should call it Bar K.
Wow.
And it was that moment where we realized now we had no choice other than to create this business because the name was too perfect.
A few years ago, my wife and I thought of this sort of concept. We had the name Boneyard.
It's a good name.
It's not bad.
I think there might be a Boneyard.
I think
Austin,
there might
Texas,
be
actually.
Now. Anyway, we never went through with it all, but it was sort of a similar idea. But this place is unbelievable.
Well, it's funny. I can't tell you how many people have told me that they have, you know, I stole their idea. Do you know the whole phrase that sometimes life is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration? Like, that couldn't be more true here. Because there are a lot of people had the idea, wouldn't it be great if I could take my dog? But building this is a whole nother level.
Yeah, we found that out real quickly when we tried to move forward on it.
You've got, like, real estate challenges and regulatory challenges and finance and all the things that go into building something like this.
Yeah, it's a huge property, huge outdoor space. There's a hill for the dogs
to... Yeah, we call it the mound. We know dogs love to run up and down heights, and so we created a place for them to run up and down.
You've got an outdoor bar. You've got tables outside.
Yep,
you've got
stage for music and speakers.
Bar inside. Then there's an indoor play area for the dogs.
Yep.
You already kind of went over how much capital must go into this thing.
Yep.
But I'm curious about the insurance part of it.
Well, it's funny. My background is actually law and insurance. So I spent 15 years as an underwriter in the insurance industry, and so I have the advantage of understanding how that process works and also having some relationships I can call upon. So we were able to put together a custom program that combines the liquor liability elements that any bar or restaurant would have with the dog exposure into one policy. But you're right, most underwriters, they're either experts in the pet business or they're experts in the restaurant business, and their eyes glaze over when you explain this concept to them. And I'll tell you that our experience has been shockingly good from an insurance standpoint. I mean, we've had very few incidents that we've had to report.
And I have to say, Wade, that is remarkable. When I go out here,
you see a couple hundred dogs running around.
You see a couple hundred dogs running around together in chaos.
Yeah, controlled chaos.
No, I was going to say organized. But at the same time, I did want to ask, when a dog comes in, is there any vetting process? For example, I couldn't bring one of my dogs here because she would have a heart attack of, you know, just she can't handle that many dogs at once.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's all very, I mean, the reason that the experience out here is so good, it almost, I think people have a tendency to think of it as just sort of a lucky accident, but every detail of this space has been carefully orchestrated. I mean, for example, there's no food of any kind allowed out in the park. Can't bring treats, can't bring leftovers, because we know that food could cause conflict. There's no outside toys allowed in the park, because again, a dog can get possessive if you bring his or her squeaky toy in. That's going to cause a problem. There's no blind spots. There's no corners where a dog could feel trapped. So it's all very intentional. And that's how we get this joyful experience, not an accident. But to answer your question, we don't do a temperament test. We don't believe that in a 5-minute test you are going to get any real indication of. There's so many different situations that a dog can encounter out
here.
There's no way you're going to know. But because it's staffed at all times, we're keeping a watchful eye on those dogs from the second they enter. But the other thing is, there's sort of a self-selection process. Like, you have to pay money to come here. And most people aren't going to do that. They're not going to pay money to set themselves up for failure. So you know your dog. You're not going to bring your dog to this environment. I actually have a dog that I can't bring to my own dog park. That's my life, right?
Wow.
So we've had over 500,000 dogs come through our spaces over the last couple of years. I can count on the fingers of one hand the times where we've had to tell a customer that your dog is just not ready for this kind of an environment.
Time to continue this week's Roaming St. Louis segment. I landed at Bar K near the Grove. It's a huge complex with multiple bars and lots of room for puppies to roam.
Back with Labe Dodell at Bar K, south of the Grove in St. Louis. It's a dog park mixed with a bar and a restaurant. You can eat pretty good food here.
Really good food. People are often surprised. We were very careful not to make the food an afterthought to the bar, to the dog park experience.
And we're talking about people food, by the way.
Yeah, both. We do, but we also make scratch out of our kitchen food for your dogs. I mean, you can get a turkey meatballs for your dogs. You can get chicken risotto for your dogs as well.
Chicken risotto?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's all human-grade food. And you can get a doggy flight, which is, they can sample 3 different items on the dog menus.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And you can come here, for example, me. I can't bring my dog. My wife and I can't bring our dog because of the insanity of this place. But we love to come and watch the dogs run around and have a beer.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cool.
Actually, a surprising number of people come without a dog for that reason. I mean, some people, just their lifestyle doesn't allow them to have a dog. They travel too much or what have you. Their apartment building doesn't allow it. But they love dogs. So this is a great place to come get your fix of doggy behavior.
Yeah, that's great. Even if you don't have a dog, you can come and enjoy
this.
It's
free. There's no charge. You only have to pay an entry fee if you're bringing a dog, because that's where we have additional costs. If you're coming without a dog, you're welcome to come in anytime for free.
Now, tell me about your partnerships in the community. Yeah. Let's start with the pet kinds of things. What partnerships do you have with, you know, local rescues or other?
So many, right? And so it's starts with Purina here in St. Louis. So Purina has been a huge supporter of Barque from the very beginning. They're actually an investor in our company. And they also work with us on a lot of marketing and branding stuff. So, for example, behind me, there's a splash pool, which has got Purina's branding on it. Purina paid for the fabrication and installation of that. And it's one of our favorite features. The dogs just absolutely love cooling off in that pool in the summertime. We also have a relationship. Our stage is called the Seresto Stage. Seresto is a leading brand of flea and tick collar made by a company called Elanco. So they've sponsored our stage at actually all three of our locations. And then you mentioned rescues. So we love to support the local rescue community. Every Saturday morning at all of our locations, we have Adoption Saturday at Barque, where we invite a different rescue organization in and we try to find homes for those dogs. We have a separate area called Pet Finder Park, a separately enclosed space where we can allow those rescue dogs to roam free. You know, we don't know those dogs as well, so we don't want them out with the customer dogs, but we want to give them an off-leash experience, so we created a separate space. And our track record of getting dogs adopted, we find if you give someone a cocktail and a puppy, you close that deal very fast.
Yeah.
So the rescues love coming here because they have a very high adoption success rate, and the dogs love it. Even if they don't get adopted, they get a very enriching experience. So that's every Saturday morning.
We've used Pet Finder. It's great for
it's great. You can have private parties in there, birthday parties. We've had company holiday parties in there. We do doga in there on Sunday mornings, which is exactly what
doga.
You think it is. It's a yoga class where the dogs are welcome to hang out off leash. It's a very unique experience, and people love it. So
what's that pose?
Downward dog.
Yeah, there you
right?
go.
So yeah. There's a lot of downward dog happening in doga class. And we have lots of other local partnerships. There's a beautiful mural that was done by the city, our new Major League Soccer team here in St. Louis. And they've got a lot of installations here.
I can see that. Soccer and dogs, that seems
together.
Like a good fit.
Totally.
But you mentioned three locations.
Yeah.
So this is one. You've got one in Kansas City, and then you're opening another one in Oklahoma City?
We are. I was just there yesterday to check on the construction. It is going to be spectacular. It's right on the river, right on the Oklahoma River, in an area they call the Boathouse District. And that'll open the very early part of next year. So, and then it's off to the races from there. We've got an opportunity in Columbus, Ohio that we're excited about. We have an opportunity in Dallas that we're excited about. So
when they ask who let the dogs out, the answer is Barque.
Barque did. You know, the dogs, they need this experience to be able to roam free and do all the things that dogs like to do, run and jump and engage. And we, you know, it's kind of a little urban oasis. A lot of dogs that live in downtown areas, they don't get this opportunity. So it's fun to be able to provide this for them. We would love everybody in the community to come and check this out. It really is a unique experience. If you haven't been here, everyone has told us that when they came the first time, it was so much bigger and more interesting and more ambitious than what they imagined. You know, when you hear Dog Park Bar, you're thinking of a sports bar with some wood chips in the backyard, and that's not what this
no.
is. No. This is 2 acres of play space with all kinds of creative installations and supervision and music and beverages and joyfulness. So please come and check it out.
It's definitely doggy heaven with cocktails.
That's and what it is.
Other things. So, Labe yep. Dodell of Barque, thanks so much for spending some time with us, and definitely come and check it out. It's a beautiful location.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Enjoyed my time at Barque. I've put together a video that features some very cool dogs having a blast. Please check it out. It's on KMOX.com right now on the front page.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.